You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, December 27, 2017, week 231 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it is Sir Mike Steska's birthday today.
It is indeed.
Big 28.
Big 2-8.
That's crazy.
2-8. Nothing special about 28, I don't think.
10 years ago, we were in high school.
I guess, yeah.
We were in our senior year of high school.
Reunion, maybe. It's next year.
Supposedly. It's supposed to be in like June or something.
I haven't heard anything, so I don't
know. Me neither. I don't keep in touch with any of those people, though.
I don't. Yeah. So I'll get in contact at some point.
I assume I won't.
Well, I assume I won't, but then I assume I'll hear something.
I'll hear about it after it happened.
I was like, oh, that did happen.
I'm like, oh, okay. So nothing changed in the last 10 years?
It's like, oh, gosh. That wasn't a long enough time, guys. Only 10 years.
Yeah.
You got to do these after, like, 20 years.
Because they do 10, 15, 20, or 10?
I don't know how it works. 10, 15, that seems awfully close. 10 and 15?
5 years.
They do it every 5 years? It should be like 10, 20. It should be
30?
Every 10 years.
We're all just like losers. Just all of us.
Still coming to this?
Yeah, because then at that point, you might as well not even... Because I always thought it would be cool to do it at the high school again. But apparently, that's not what they do.
Yeah, like that's what they do in like TV shows and movies.
Yeah, but in reality, it's not that exciting. It's like in like a hotel or something.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
They should do it in a completely different city.
Did we pay money
into
this?
In Chicago! Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, we have no relationship with Chicago.
But Chicago's cool!
But maybe, in 2008, Chicago was the best city in America, and we graduated in 2008.
There's a good reasoning. They should come up with a silly reason like that.
Yeah, like, I think it's always like Delaware or something.
Like
that
in
has
2008,
the best city World Series winners.
George Bush was president, so we're going
to Houston. Texas. Yeah, George W. Bush International Airport.
Yeah, that's where we're meeting. It's not really good to meet in an airport, but... what we're doing.
But we're going to do it, and we're going to have a good time.
You're going to like it.
Go Cougars. We're like, what the hell's happening with our high school class?
It's like, I think some of these guys went off the rails.
Yeah. So let's get into some WeViewed Reviewed.
All right. Watched a couple movies.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I saw the movie Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets that...
Dane DeHaan.
Dane DeHaan and... Cara Delevingne, and they're like in space,
and they're like lovers.
Yeah,
or are they
like
twins?
Spies? No, they're like lovers.
Okay,
and they're like secret agents. Like, well, no, they're not very secret. They're just like government agent, military, maybe military.
Like well known though throughout the.
Yeah, I think they're
galaxy.
Well known. They're like the best, I guess.
Which is weird. We don't know anything. Like, well, we knew about that one guy, that sniper, American sniper.
Yeah, but I get, but
like people knew about him. Outside of, like, when he was alive still, too.
Well, I don't know if they... I mean, they're famous within the military, so I don't know if, like, the average guy knows.
Oh, it's not like they're walking through the streets and they're like, oh, my God.
I don't think they're getting mobbed. They just always have to identify themselves as, I work for the government, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I do like the start of this movie.
How long is this movie?
I'm not sure how long it is. I don't think it's that long.
Like...
I'd like to look up the minutes. I think it's, like, an hour 45. Let's see if what it really... I don't think it's that long. All right. Runtime. Let's
2.5 hours.
Really?
Or 2.28 hours. I don't know what that
means. Oh, 2 hours.
2 hours and
17
minutes. That's still longer than I thought.
It didn't actually feel that long, even though it was like...
That's a good thing, I think. Is that a redeeming quality?
Yeah. It's surprisingly to me, because I'm like, I don't think much happens in the movie. It's always weird to me when a movie's that long, and I'm like, yeah, but we didn't do enough, and like, it was not, like, but it was that long. It's weird. But yeah, I like the beginning of the movie. It like starts you off on like current Earth kind of, and then it progresses humanity through to where it got to the point in the movies, which I thought was kind of cool. Like that, I think that was my favorite part of the movie. It didn't have any of the main characters or any of like the stuff, and it really was kind of unrelated to the movie at all, just giving you a grounding point of the movie. But, yeah, the basic premise is that these two agents are, like, they're trying to protect something, but then someone's trying to steal it from them, but then there's a whole story behind, and there's like military corruption in there and stuff. So then there's a kind of a mystery, but it's not like that mind-blowing that it was that exciting. So, but visually, it looked really cool. But I don't think they gave me a reason to like care about the characters that much. So I was like, I don't really care about these people. So that's always a problem for me when I'm like, where's my basis? I don't even, like, they don't tell you anything about the characters. So I'm like, I don't care about these.
Okay, wait.
Like, no reason, redeeming.
Before
reason.
You move on to your next movie, which is also, next, I want to talk about the movie I saw.
Okay.
I saw Bright.
Yes.
Something reminiscent, what you just said was like,
yeah.
It visually looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really care about anyone.
Yeah.
It's that type of deal. Same deal with Bright.
Interesting.
Where it's like, oh, he's an orc. He's the first orc cop.
Yeah. But that.
And his partner is Will Smith.
I can see that being that's a plot point of some sort. These people, I don't know where they come from, their background.
No, the thing is, okay, because they keep saying like, oh, he's not blooded. They keep mentioning, oh, he's not even blooded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what does that mean? You don't find out until like
almost
3/4 into the movie what blooded even means.
That's why you rewatch. It's rewatchable. You watch again with that in mind, and then you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, okay.
That's what they're talking about. I mean, it wasn't mind-blowing or exciting.
Because they're like, oh. And then there's even a scene where he's like, I'm not blooded. My dad's not blooded. My grandfather wasn't blooded. And I was like, oh, what does this even mean? Like, is it mean? And then you find out, and you're like, oh, like, well, it doesn't seem like insanely hard to get blooded.
Weird.
Yeah. Weird. But I rewatched it again.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I watched it twice because my dad's like, what is this movie?
I want to watch it, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot more F-words in it than I remembered.
See, that's what I'm telling you. I think it'd be rated R.
It is definitely going to be rated R.
In the theater.
But yeah, it's... And then there's like these things that I'm like, oh, I didn't pick up on this earlier because like I didn't know in their world the mythology. So like there's a scene that happens early in the movie. And I was like, oh, that's why.
Mm.
It's just stupid. It's a stupid movie, honestly. Just don't waste your time watching Bright.
I think I want to watch it, though. I don't know.
It was all right.
I think I'll
watch it. It was dumb.
I like dumb movies sometimes.
Yeah. It's one of those. Don't go into it expecting to be like, holy crap, what a great movie. This was amazing.
Well, this is kind of like...
I can't wait until Bright 2.
Kind of like Valerian. In the sense, like, it's visually, like, all the plants are cool and you see different creatures and stuff. And you could probably keep watching this movie to see different aliens and different stuff. Because there's a lot in this movie. Yeah. It's 1,000 planets, I guess.
Lives up to the title.
Yeah. Well, basically, the title meet like it's a
because it's
on
like
a space,
one
they're
city.
On a space station.
Yeah, and it has like 1,000 planets.
Yeah, and they all like collaborate and make society better. I guess
it's like the United Nations.
Yeah, kind of like that,
where we all vote against Trump.
Yes,
rightfully so.
Kind of like that.
That sounded bitter. It sounds like I was bitter against the United Nations.
Yeah,
but I agree with the United Nations.
Yeah, but basically, the plot of this movie isn't very exciting, and it's very like basic on a basic level. And you're like, oh. Typically, that's the villain. He's got selfish motivations.
That's exactly how Bright. This is weird.
it's like the typical blockbuster type movie. It seems like that's like a pattern of things. It's like, oh, visually stunning, big special effects, giant things, and then like bland plot. And
I was talking to my sister
characters.
About Bright because she didn't see it yet, and she's like, it seems like an algorithm movie where they just punched in an algorithm and they're like, what's hot right now? Well, people want to see cops. Game of Thrones fantasy is hot right now, and like
that
racial
does.
Disparity.
Like Netflix, like I love the idea of this movie because it fits in our algorithm. What people want to see,
and it's like exactly what people would want to see, but it doesn't work out.
I gotta imagine more people are watching this movie than like the Adam Sandler movie. Don't know, maybe
probably because it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's very heavily advertised.
It's crazy. Like you go to the App Store on Apple, and it's like. Bright ad, which is in Netflix. It's like
well, I like it. I guess
advertising
that,
Netflix.
It
Bright.
Is like a unique idea. So at least that's like, it's weird and like I wouldn't greenlit that movie if I was.
Yeah, but crazy thing to me is they're like, okay, black and white people are cool now.
Yeah, that's what
are on equal levels.
I want to know more. That's what I was wondering if the movie was like that or if it was still racist.
There's like no racism within humans.
Yeah.
And there's like a scene where he's like, do you know what it feels like to have a whole race hate you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's like, he's talking to Will Smith, who's black.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what? Go back a few, like 30 years.
Yeah, because I wonder if their history is the same.
It's not.
But their history, like this is from, like, they've always grown up with these creatures, right? It's not like they popped up 30 years ago, right?
No, they've been around for thousands of years, because there's a scene where Ike Barinholtz is like, my great-grandfather used to kill them by the thousands in Russia.
Whoa.
He used to kill these orcs by the thousands.
So are they, like, just replacing those creatures with, like an orc? Were they black people 30 years ago, and there was an orc Martin Luther King?
Yeah, because it seems like the orcs
they didn't have
are like all like viewed as very thuggish and like violent and like they care more about the quote unquote the clan than like the cops. So he's like, I need to know, are you a cop first or an orc first? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen this scene before where it's like, I need to know, are you black first or are you a cop first? Like, it's the same scene.
Yeah. They seem to do that a lot in science fiction. Well, like that Rick and Morty episode, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're Morty's and Rick's. He's like, you're a Morty, but you're a cop.
Yeah.
Morty. And it's same thing with like the X-Men. Oh, mutants.
Yeah.
Or regular people. And then it's the same with wizards. You're either a wizard or you're pureblood or you're a muggle. It's like,
yeah.
They do this a lot in science fiction.
It's weird. I don't understand. It seems like a way for white people to talk about racial issues.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. They're too scared. Being on the nose. They're too scared to like make. Either they make a movie that's legit like that, and then it's a different. You get people watching this orc movie who wouldn't watch a movie about black people and race relation. They'd be like, "I'm not going
to
watch that."
I can't imagine someone who's like, I'm not down to talk about race relations, but Will Smith really gives me a hard on whenever I watch his movies. Where it's like,
I think that's the point of a lot of science fiction nowadays, is it like give you a whole message.
Yeah, but then I feel like they're targeting the wrong people, because like a lot of the science fiction movies like have no interest. Like, we need to make like a movie about how great white people are, and then be like, oh yeah, this isn't the story of a white person. This is actually Martin Luther King. That's the movie you need to make.
Yeah. That'd be a mind-blowing movie. Could you imagine? Made a movie, but like you don't know it's about like a historical event that really happened, but then you cast like certain people, but it's not really those people. Like at the end, you find out.
Like, oh yeah, like.
It was that, and it like totally blows your mind.
Billy Joe Bob is actually Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And like he wasn't fighting for white rights, he was actually fighting for black rights.
Well, that would be a little too drastically different. I'm saying, that you'd be like, wait, white rights? Whoa!
That's what I'm saying they should do. Like, how crazy would that movie be?
I don't know. People be hating that movie before it came out, before they knew the
end. They can't. Yeah, that's the thing. But we're not targeting like
they would think it's like a Nazi movie though.
Yeah, but we lead them to believe it's a Nazi movie to get the Nazis.
Yeah.
And then
it's left on.
Because then people are going to defend it, cuz they're like, freedom of speech protects Nazis, and I'm like, no it doesn't.
You don't understand. It's a commentary on that.
Yeah. I'm like, it's just a commentary.
I don't know if the world's smart enough for that.
We'd have to say it, but then we can't let anyone
it's
know.
It's a problem. It's a twist, but you can't.
You
it's going to be revealed so quickly.
Yeah, they're like, you know, at the end of that movie, I have a lot of things to go home and reconsider.
Yeah, they just need to do advertising in the way that they advertise, like Star Wars.
They
didn't tell us anything.
Or Mother, where they're like, this is a horror movie, and you're like, no, it's not. This is.
It's clearly
a weird movie. I don't know what I just saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like we saw the same movie without watching the same movie.
Kind of. But I think you're.
I think I'm not giving enough credit to Bright.
I don't think you are either. I think your movie's better. You got Will Smith in your movie.
That doesn't mean anything nowadays.
I still enjoy watching him do
After
things.
Earth. Go watch After Earth.
I haven't seen it. But he's doing like a weird accent. Will Smith with an accent, I think that's where it. The line is, I'm like,
concussion.
Yeah, he was like, I'm like, what accent are you doing? It's weird. I think
he said Fresh Prince of Bel-Air might come back with him as Uncle.
Stop it.
He said that today.
He's that desperate.
Netflix? It could come out on Netflix.
I mean, I'd watch it, but like,
you're like, this is weird.
I would thought he'd never go back to the state. I know he like embraces the song and embraces it kind of, but like, it's like, you don't need to do that. Him on TV is just weird to me now. I always felt like he was like, he's like like an old school like movie star.
Yeah.
Where they don't like have those anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
because that's what my mom was like, I can't believe he makes all this trash. I was like, you know how much money he makes just for agreeing to be in a movie?
They still pay him so much, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Just to agree to be in the movie,
which gets is nuts.
Like $20 million. The movie doesn't have to get made, and he'll still walk away with $20 million.
Yeah, I don't know why people pay him. He's enjoyable. He is a guy. He is like a guy where I'm like, I'm at least interested by him.
He puts butts in seats.
Yeah, yeah. But he doesn't anymore. That's the thing. I'm interested by him, but I won't go see his... Yeah, we're just in a weird era where it's like, oh, I could be interested by that, and I might... want to see it eventually, someday, possibly.
Well, I mean, look, think about it this way. I just watched a quote-unquote shit movie twice.
Well, I could have gone to the theater.
It's ease of access, literally. It is.
That's why Netflix is a good spot.
Am I going to eat McDonald's or am I going to like have artisanal salads?
That's why I think people are going to watch this movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think that's why they greenlit Bright, too. They're like, oh, our algorithm man, Will Smith.
Yeah. Well, people are watching the Bright Yule Log. Why not?
Yeah, so...
Did you hear about that? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it's like literally a dumpster fire.
The pod?
I saw it on a website. Yeah. And I was like, what is this?
That is weird. But it's like modern times, though? Like,
yeah.
I know, it's like parallel to our world, but like different wave, different history. Yeah.
It's like takes place now, but apparently there was a big war that happened 2,000 years ago. I'd like to think that this movie just takes out the Bible and replaces it with fantasy, because that's what it seems like.
Probably.
Where there's like no Jesus.
That's always like the easiest thing to do.
And there's like, you make a deal with the Dark Lord, you're always with the Dark Lord. That's what Ike Barinholtz says also.
It's like Voldemort.
Yeah. And then there's one scene though where I'm like, this doesn't seem too far from reality. Where there's like a half naked guy swinging a sword around in an intersection in LA.
Like, that's pretty normal.
And I was like, this seems pretty normal.
See, I think there's more entertainment. I don't know. I'd be interested. I'm going to watch Bright and I'll judge the two against each other.
Yeah, you tell me how you try watching Valerian, but no guarantees.
Yeah. It's not, yeah. It's just so, just basic.
You want to talk about?
Basic movie.
About?
About?
This movie.
Yeah, I will talk about Wind River, yes. This movie, it's with Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner.
What's this movie about?
It's about, okay, so there's, I think it's in Wyoming, somewhere up there. It's isolated area, Wyoming, on like an Indian reservation. So basically, it's like, I think this is based on something, but not like completely. But like apparently, a bunch of like Native, like American women go missing every year, and there's like no statistics on it and stuff.
Is this real?
This is real. They like go missing every year, and it's like a story like no one knows.
In real life, you're telling me a group of people go missing.
No,
every year.
like individuals that not like at a like.
Yeah, but like a,
they
a
have
percentage.
No statistics on it though.
Oh, Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I said.
I was thinking Elizabeth Banks or some reason.
Not
like
Elizabeth Banks.
Okay, so they go miss. This is.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not what the movie's. I mean, it's kind of about that, but like, they're
it's inspired by true events.
Yeah. So, but like, apparently, there's a lot of. Well, what happened? The plot of the movie is basically Jeremy Renner's this hunter. Like they in Wyoming in isolated areas, they need hunters because they have livestock.
Yeah.
So they need to hunt down like lions or wolves or whatever.
Wolves, not lions.
No, there's mountain lions.
Yeah, mountain lions.
No, that's in the movie. So that's why I said lions. They call them lions. I'm like lions. I'm like, oh, mountain lions.
This is a few lions that come out.
They
out
say
of the
lions.
Zoo. I know. No, I'm just.
I'm just saying. No, it caught me. It sounded weird to me too. I was like, oh, it's mountain lions.
Yeah.
Not lions. Like, I never heard.
No, because there's always that rumor in Irvine. There used to be like a lion park.
Yeah.
Where Wild Rivers is. And there was always a rumor that a few broke out and just lived there, like in that area.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
Could you imagine you're just like biking in Irvine and you don't
you
a lion
see a lion?
Just,
you're like, whoa!
Holy crap.
I was not expecting to see that today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's a hunter and he comes across like a dead body. So. They call them the cops, but they're cops in their town. It's like literally six people.
Yeah, it's like so, Hawkins.
Yeah, so they call in the FBI.
Like, this is reasonable.
Well, that's what they do, I guess. Yeah. They never don't deal with like
murders.
They call in the FBI, and the FBI just sends one person, like the closest person. The closest
what they should do is they should just send a cop from like Detroit or something, and that's a movie.
Yeah, apparently, for some reason, in the movie, they send the closest person, which was Vegas. That was the closest. Oh. Person was in Vegas.
No, I'm saying like if you just sent like a beat cop from Detroit, they're used to murders all the time.
True.
That's the movie I want to watch.
But not necessarily like investigating them.
Yeah, they're just like, this is a part of my daily routine.
Yeah. And I don't think they can send like local thing like FBI because it's like a national organization.
Oh, yeah.
They can
they can
move through jurisdictions, I think.
Cut through that red tape.
I'm just assuming, but I don't think a local cop has any sort.
They should do that, though, in real life.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a cop, if there's a murder.
I mean, I, for a fictional movie, I'd love to see that. It'd be funny.
I think that's like, the premise of Beverly Hills Cop, almost.
Oh, really?
Need to rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so FBI.
So yeah, they basically send her, and then, like, they, like, basically, they find out, they pretty much, that it's a murder, but, like, the coroner can't technically rule it's a murder because, like, she died, she technically died of the cold,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So, the basic thing.
Like, someone, like, stabs her, and then
but,
just,
like
left
like
her
to
die.
Like, they raped her, and, like, she was running from them and stabbed her, but, like, she actually died of the cold.
Yeah.
Of, like, being out in the cold.
That's a brilliant loophole.
Yeah, so, like, well, the reason, and then that's why that the FBI is like, we won't send backup because of that. It's, like, bonkers red tape nonsense. So, basically, she has to investigate it, and then she, like, she asks Jeremy Renner to help because he knows the land so well that they can get around. And then the other cop is helping, too, the head of the department. So, basically, it's, like, them.
Those three.
It's them three, and they're investigating it. And then you find out the backstory of Jeremy Renner's character and something similar. Like, you find out why he's helping because something similar happened to him and his family. And then, like, that's, like, the overarching thing that this happens to a lot of, like, Native women, you know, on these reservations. And they're, like, so isolated.
Yeah.
That, like, it's bonkers that, like, the whole movie, just you're just feeling the isolation. It's, like, they go in to investigate something. They're like, we need to call backup. And they're like, there is no backup.
Yeah.
They're like, they can't get anybody. So it's like, it's pretty nuts. And it's just a pretty cool movie. Dug it a lot.
What would you rate? We should probably rate these movies.
Oh, yeah. Valerian, I'd give it a 3.
Okay. Lowest rating in a long time from Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm normally pretty generous, but movie wasn't doing it for me.
Bright. You are right. I would rate it like a 5, I guess. Like,
yeah.
It's all right, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll give
the
it a
more
4.
I see Dane DeHaan, like, ruined himself for me from, like, Amazing Spider-Man. Like, Dane DeHaan. Just kind of... I was like, I really liked him in Chronicle, but then...
I forgot what movie I saw him in recently where I was like, you know, he's not that bad in this movie.
Oh, really? I need to see more movies like that, because I, like, Amazing Spider-Man kind of, like, turned me off with him. Like, now I get Dread. I guess I just don't buy him as that character. I don't know. Because he's like this cocky womanizer guy, and I'm like, I don't see that in Dane DeHaan. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know.
I don't remember what movie it was.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
To me, he doesn't look like that kind of character, but that may just be me.
Yeah, I saw him in something that I was like, oh, he's not that bad in this, but okay. Let's talk about Last Jedi, let's talk about... Oh, wait, Wind River, what do you rate that?
I give that a 7.
Wow.
Yeah, I really like
that. Wow.
It dug.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good. And then they show you what happened. Like, they show you the murder, which mm-hmm. is crazy and brutal. But then, like...
Savage, would you say? Because it was Native Americans. And that's probably how President Trump refers to Native Americans.
I would not say use that term, but... Yeah, it was just like... And then, like... There's an actor that showed up. I was like, oh, he's in. That was cool. But he's just like basically a cameo for just that scene. But that was cool.
Was it a Native American guy?
No. But there were two, like, one Native American guy was from. I think he's from The Walking Dead, or The Fear of the Walking Dead. And then there's another guy that I recognize.
That reminds, speaking of which, you know Clint Eastwood was directing that Paris train terrorist attack movie?
No, really?
And you know who the three heroes, remember there's like the American heroes?
I don't remember that.
There was like a train attack,
mm-hmm.
and there was these three Americans that stopped it, and they got cut up and stuff.
Yeah.
They're playing themselves in this movie.
What?
There
I've never heard
go.
Of something like that.
That's the reaction.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, what? That, like, because they made a lot of these recent, like, terrorist attack, like, movies.
Yeah.
Like the Boston bombing one stuff, but they don't have anybody play themselves.
Yeah.
Is it like a documentary stuff?
No.
Are they like, they're the main focus of the movie?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Were they actors that got attacked?
No. So people are like, why doesn't Clint Eastwood learn that it's hard to do this kind of movies?
Yeah. He's like, I'm an actor, they could do it.
Because he did it in Gran Torino. Like, mm-hmm. the Hmong people aren't actors. And you could tell in some of those scenes.
Wait, even the kid?
Yeah, like the kid.
Oh.
He's like an all right actor, but he's not like great.
Yeah.
There's one scene where you're like, holy shit, this is like rough. Rewatch it and you're like, whoa,
I need to rewatch it with that in mind. Yeah.
Watch.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. What about like Sully? Was Tom Hanks really Sullenberg? Was he dual identity person? Was he two people at once?
I know, you'd think that.
Did like, Bradley Cooper really shoot a bunch of people in Iraq?
Oh, that was that?
American Sniper.
Clint Eastwood directed that one too?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this guy. Why doesn't he come up with like an original premise?
Good question.
He's like, I did Gran Torino and people hated it. I don't know if people hated it.
People hated it?
I don't know. Damn. Me too. I saw it twice in theaters.
I didn't see it in theaters. I only seen it once. But I enjoyed it.
Let's talk about Last Jedi.
Last Jedi.
Let's get the ratings out of the way.
All right.
Eight. That was easy.
That was pretty easy.
Yeah, we have a bonus pod up.
We do. We got all spoiler review. We're not going to talk about spoilers here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we obviously enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got to watch it in Brazil for $4.22 in 3D.
Pretty cool.
And then I got to see it in America for like $20-something dollars at Cinépolis.
Not as cool,
in
but...
In 2D.
Hmm.
So, it's weird.
How does that math work?
Yeah, that math doesn't work out too well. But, yeah, it's a good movie. I dug it a lot. Can't think of anything to say that's not a spoiler.
Yeah, everything's pretty much
all the animals
action.
Are pretty cool.
Yeah, good animal action, good droid.
Kind of fleshes out the universe action. A little bit. You like find out things and you're like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah, it's a fresh start, I would say.
Yeah.
It's a unique Star Wars film.
Yeah.
I would also say.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
There are lightsabers in there.
That's some of the best lightsaber fights, some of the best space battles. Some of the worst space battles. Like, it was a weird premise.
Yes.
In the grand scheme of things, some of these things were weird choices to make.
Yes.
But?
Got a good balance of new and old characters.
Yeah. And we see stuff that we've never seen before that we need to see.
Yes.
Maybe potential setup.
Possibly.
For some things.
Could be.
So yeah, go watch the Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I would also recommend.
I would find it hard to believe that we couldn't recommend that after giving it an 8.
We're like, yeah, we're like, yeah, but don't see it.
Don't go watch it, though.
You need to wait until it gets on like home release so you can just watch it and then watch the details.
Yeah.
That's one thing about this movie. After you see it, you're like,
so many details.
I need to see it again.
Yeah.
I literally said that right after I saw it. I was like, I got to see this again because I don't know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
There's like it's a long movie, but and there's a lot of movie.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff happening this whole movie.
Yeah.
Okay, no, last one.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the MCU rewatch, so this week I watched Iron Man.
Is it the time? Did you find out?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch it right when Infinity War comes out. And then I got to do it like when it's released. We've got to release it before. Because like the pocket, we're like a week ahead on the podcast, kind of.
Yeah.
So I think it lines up.
Okay.
Because I was seeing one online, like on Reddit and stuff, but it's like the British release of it is like I think a week after our comes out.
Yeah.
So I'm a week off of that. So I think
that seems so crazy to me because it comes out my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
So that's, and I'm like, you have to start now?
Yep. That's
but
all.
Yeah, it's like 19 movies, right?
Exactly. So that's.
Does this include the Hulk?
It includes the Hulk. It includes Black Panther, so I don't know if Black Panther will be released like on home release at that
no,
time.
No, it won't.
Maybe we'll see it in theaters again. I don't know. We'll find a way.
Okay.
But and then I don't know if it. Yeah, I don't know how the watch works, but it's. I think it's 19. I think this is where to start. But yeah, it's crazy. It's that long.
Yeah, but it makes sense. 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Oh, 5 months.
So yeah, I rewatched Iron Man and still holds up. Some weird references to like MySpace and stuff always like throws me off. I'm like, why was my
flip phones?
Yeah. So there's a couple things here and there where you're like, oh, that was weird. But yeah, it's just this much like most of the first phase one movies, they're so small scale that it like really helps build the universe. Cause I always go back to like Man of Steel, which wasn't meant to set up a universe, but it's so large scale and it affects the whole planet that. It's never the DCs have never recovered from that because they have to reference it all the time. Where Iron Man, it's like well, it's a, such a small scale. It's just about Tony Stark.
It's just literally almost like an origin story of a superhero.
It's literally just about Tony Stark. Pretty much, he's not Iron Man for most of it. It's mostly a Tony Stark movie, and then he does Iron Man every now and then. But yeah, it's just so small that it's basically just him and redirecting his own life.
Yeah.
But yeah, they get it right from the first movie, which is crazy.
Which is like crazy to think.
And they get right, like Robert Downey Jr. nails, like he's still the same Tony Stark from that movie onward.
And he's not like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. He's not bat-flecking it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not and Henry Cavill.
They didn't have to do any tweaks of like his personality or anything. It's just like he's straight up this guy in every movie. And then, of course, he grows and changes. But
I think he also had that luxury of doing Iron Man opposed to doing Batman, where you're like, people are familiar with Batman.
Exactly.
Before this, people weren't familiar with Iron Man. He is Iron Man.
Tony Stark. He is Iron Man. It'll be almost impossible to do an Iron Man after him in the same way.
Yeah.
Because it'll be like, that's so much him. Whereas even Michael Keaton, they're like, he's Batman, but like we know Batman way better than we know Michael Keaton. Like Iron Man, no one knows Iron Man. That's not Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly.
So like, and you could probably say that. I mean, I don't know about any other superhero character that you could say that about. Like Captain America, you could see a different person as Captain America. Yeah. I think you can see a different person as Spider-Man. Obviously, we have seen three of them, so I think you can totally see different. Like Wolverine, I could see a different. I know he's been Wolverine forever, but like I can see other people as Wolverine because like he's not. The comic, I think people know the comic version enough.
Yeah,
they know him better than the comic version of Iron Man. That's the guy it's all built on, and you can see because he's the character that is he's crossed over. He's some hybrid of Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, Tony Stark. It's all the same.
Yeah,
pretty much. So, very much enjoyed rewatching this.
Let's move on to the discussion. Weird holiday movie premise. Now, this was specifically like a Christmas movie, right?
I think so.
Because before we already did like a different holiday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was thinking of another one of those.
No, this one. So I'm thinking a family goes on vacation somewhere right before the holidays. But they can't fly back. So they have to experience Christmas in another country.
Ooh. That's a good movie.
Yeah. Someone would make that.
Yeah, yeah. That seems like a realistic.
Like in Japan, how they eat fried chicken for Christmas dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. KFC sells out in advance. You have to reserve it.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Brazil, Christmas is crazy. So bright.
Let me see if I can think of something. Yeah. I don't know. I think they've done so many holiday movies.
The other one would be like a divorce, whereas like two couples who are a new couple who were both previously divorced. So it's almost like four Christmases. Oh, they've done that before though, with the parents are both divorced. Where it's a couple and both of their parents are both divorced, so they have to they have to do four Christmases. But you do it from the kids' perspective.
Ah,
that'd be an interesting one.
What they should do, I don't know if you can make this whole move. They should do like a Christmas episode, like that series of Master of None for Thanksgiving.
But
do a Christmas version of that with different characters. I don't know if that's a movie, though, because it works solely as an episode of television.
No, I think you... That episode was very cinematic, though. Like you can easily extend
it
out. Yeah,
you can expand upon. That's true. There was a whole like arc throughout it.
Or 2 hours.
Yeah, so I'd like to see that version, but like, I don't know what the exact people would be, but I guess it'd just be somebody spending time with someone else's family.
Yeah.
For Christmas, for
someone reason. Someone who doesn't traditionally spend Christmas.
Yeah, like say it's like...
It's like Keeping the Faith. Do you remember that movie with Ed Norton?
Yeah.
And Ben Stiller?
Yeah, like maybe they're... Parents are like Jehovah's Witness and they don't celebrate Christmas or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it couldn't be Jehovah's Witness. It would have to be like another religion because Jehovah's Witness, I can't imagine a parent of a Jehovah's...
Well, it could be just a family that doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like on a basic level.
Or it's like their parents are always working or something.
Yeah.
They're like Chinese and always working.
There we go. That's always in movies. Their parents are always working. So they they spend Christmas with their family all the time. And it's throughout the years, like a boyhood with Christmas.
Boyhood with Christmas. There you
go.
That's actually it. I bet your Richard Linklater's like, oh,
he's like,
yes.
That's
he's
the
accelerating.
Next one.
He's like, yes.
He's like, why didn't I just film like, Christmas with that other boy, and then I could have put two movies out? He should just film their whole lives and be like, okay, here's a movie here. Could have made so many movies.
Yeah, he could have.
I don't think he did that. Unless I didn't know he's making that other movie.
Which one?
Boyhood. Uh-huh. I don't think anybody knew until like it came out.
Like, I don't think even Ethan Hawke is like, I don't know what we're doing, but this is weird.
Like, I don't know. I'm curious how early people knew about, like, did they know 3 years ago? Or I don't know when that movie came out. They have came out 3 years ago. But did they know, like, halfway through filming it? They're like, oh, he's still working on this movie. I'm sure some people knew, but general public.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Wouldn't think would know. We didn't know we had a podcast about movies, so.
Yeah.
That's how I judge everything. It's like, if we don't know, it's probably no one knows.
Yeah, usually.
Right? That's how I think of it.
Next week, top 10 movies of 2017. It's that time of year again.
Our year-end list. I feel like I haven't seen, I don't think I've seen enough movies, because I usually, this time of year, I start watching all
the Oscar
movies, but like I don't even know what they are. Like The Shape of Water, I guess, is a big one.
All the Money in the World.
All the Money in the World. Out Kevin Spacey.
Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, which apparently he shot in like 9 days, but like he's still getting Oscar recognition.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know
that's talent.
You could do that. Because they thought Kevin Spacey was going to get Oscar. Is so the parts written that well?
I know, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't even want to give things to actors anymore. I'm like, people, they could have put anyone in that role, it seems like.
That's not true, though.
Not anyone, but like any top. Like, it's his better than, I'd like to see their side by side.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. But I want to see the performance.
Yeah,
that, be
footage,
like,
that Kevin
wait,
Spacey
that one was
footage
way better.
Is never coming out, right?
No. If it can be avoided.
Well,
except
we can watch the trailer.
We watch
the trailer side by side, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
But
not
even
really,
that.
But not really.
He's like, how much trouble do you pay? Nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
I could do
great,
that.
What great acting.
Yeah, what great acting. He said nothing the same way.
I wonder what the best acting.
Do you think they pulled up when Christopher Plummer's there? Do you think they pull up
Kevin
Spacey footage?
He's like, this is what we want from you.
They're like, this is exactly.
I bet
do
you
it exactly
gave,
like this.
What? Because actors sometimes like to take their own take on it. So, but I don't know if they use it for reference. Maybe if you like wasn't doing a line particularly well, you're like, for reference.
This is what we need. Because 9 days, we're like, we're on a tight schedule, man.
Yeah. Like, another.
Nothing.
Another version of this where an actor
that was like Nixon-esque.
It was Nixon-esque. Didn't he play? He played Nixon, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
I think that's why I'm channeling
that. I think that's where it's coming from. But I was thinking another, like, Back to the Future, they already filmed that, but they definitely wouldn't show him his line because, like, he was screwing up.
Yeah.
So we don't want you to show you a reference of what he's doing.
It'd be weird.
Yeah.
On Netflix today, Pusher. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies and Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.